Good morning. It's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report, and today we have Rebecca McFarland, who is the Frontier Extension District Director and Family and Community Wellness Agent. Good morning.
Good morning, Judy.
So we're going to kind of do a look back and a cleanup for the year.
We are. This is my last radio program for 2025, and so I have two or three things that I really want to highlight. And the first one is our 4-H program manager position that is housed in the Garnet office. So the 4-H program manager will manage the 4-H clubs, youth programs, events, and activities in Anderson County in cooperation with the 4-H Council of Volunteers, the 4-H Youth Development Program Committee, and as well as our 4-H agent. So this person really spends a lot of time, again, supporting our local 4-H clubs there in Anderson County, but they also have the opportunity to do a lot of outreach. So we've really expanded our school enrichment programs, programs that are being done in the libraries, programs that are offered during spring break, as well as the summertime. And so for anyone who might be interested, again, you spend time in the office, of course, organizing and managing, but you also spend a great deal of time away from the office working directly with youth. And so it's really rewarding, of course, because as someone who has been Extension for 30 years myself, and getting to see those youth grow up in 4-H and learn those skills and develop into young adults is so very rewarding. Again, this position is open, and it is open until we fill that position. And so we really encourage anyone who may be interested to reach out to myself. And my number here at the Ottawa office is 785-229-3520. Or they can also reach out to Jessica Florey, our 4-H Youth Development Agent. And just as a reminder, Jessica leads that 4-H program, and we have a 4-H program manager in each of our offices across the district, so Anderson, Franklin, and Osage. And so that team works really well together, and so you'll really be joining a dynamic team as well. A few other things that I wanted to share, Judy, is that we are closed for the holidays beginning on December the 24th, so Christmas Eve at noon, through January 4th. And so we will reopen at 8 a.m. on January 5th. And again, I mentioned how this is my last radio program for 2025, and it's hard to believe that I'm saying that. But as we wrap up this year, I really do want to extend a heartfelt thanks to our Extension Board members, as well as our dedicated volunteers and community partners. We could not do the work that we're doing without all these community members, Extension Board members, volunteers as well. So we really appreciate their time and their leadership, their collaboration and support to strengthen our communities and expand our reach and the impact that we have as a Frontier Extension District. Especially grateful for those partnerships that we share with schools, those ag organizations and agencies. There's community and human service organizations as well, recreation commissions, libraries, and many others who work alongside us to serve individuals, families, youth in our communities. And so together we know that we're making a meaningful difference. And again, we could not do this work without their commitment and shared vision. And so from all of us at K-State Extension Frontier District, we wish you a joyful holiday season and a healthy and successful new year. Again, thanks for all you do.
Thank you. Tune in tomorrow morning at 6:40 for the Mayor DeZine Extension District Agriculture and Natural Resources Agent, Caitlin Barthol.